Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
It's lovely to have this gentleman in the studio, Professor Tim. I saw on Facebook, obviously, you had a fabulous Father's Day, and you got a fun Father's Day present. You got a Star Wars toy. Good morning.
Oh, yes. BB-8 is the name of this thing. It's a little ball, and it rolls around, and it is fantastic.
What does it do?
Well, it can collect a hologram that you can send it. It can move itself in a square if you tell it to. It can do a figure of eight. It can respond to voice commands. It's just an amazing thing. And it's Star Wars. It's what we saw on Star Wars. This is, you remember C-3PO and you remember R2-D2. Well, BB-8 is the round rolling ball.
He's like a basketball.
With his head that sits on top, but no matter which way he rolls, his head stays on top. It's fabulous.
So you would have had hours
the best
of,
toy
hours
I've ever
of
had.
Father's Day. There you go, the best toy he's ever had. So, hey, it's Biodiversity Month, but what does that mean?
What it means is that we have to look at what's around us, all of our surroundings of plants and animals, and we have to admire them, we have to conserve them, we have to understand them. And one of the best ways to do that on Sunday is to go for a walk with us around the Don Morris Walk at the back of engineering here at the university, or go down to Blue Gum Hills Regional Park on the 29th and be part of the action. But at the end of the day, biodiversity is the web of life. It's the variety of all living things. So it's in our waterways, it's in our ocean, it's our town, it's our cities. All of those species that are still there are the ones that we want you to understand, to love and to conserve.
Do you think a lot of people find that it's just too big a thing to do, biodiversity? They think, what can one person do? What can one family or one household do?
Yeah, in a way it is, but in another way it's a matter of just taking a little step, you know, that if you take one step, you can easily travel 1,000 miles, one after the other, and that's life. So have a look around your backyard and, or in the street, and plant another tree out the front, as long as it's not on the water pipe. Make sure that you try and conserve what we've got. That's it.
In a nutshell.
Little step at a time.
Fantastic. So if you'd like to head along this weekend, and if you haven't been to the University of Newcastle, especially over behind engineering, it is amazing. It's an amazing microcosm, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. There's a fantastic wetlands at the back of those engineering buildings here on the Callaghan campus, right close to Shortland. And what you can see are all of the plants that live in the water in this little wetland as well. There's the dry sclerophyll forest, there's the lemon myrtles. You can just break off a leaf of a lemon myrtle and you've got this fantastic smell. It's a wonderful place to go. You feel as though you're right in the bush as it was hundreds of years ago.
Excellent. So if you'd like to head along, can you do? What have you got to do?
10 o'clock, just front to the engineering car park, which is within the university by the Chancellery. At 10 o'clock, we'll be there with a sign and we'll lead you on this walk. And if you join us, of course, you can stay for lunch.
We've got
Subway.
Really? Okay, very nice. That's fantastic. And the good part about this time of the year around this area is that the Mozzies haven't decided to come out and join us just yet, have they?
That's true. And that's one good part. The other good part, of course, is that we've now got a very, very functional student environmental club on campus. And it'll be the student environmental club, it'll be the student land care club who are helping us put this on in association with the retired lecturers who come along every year. So, yeah, no mosquitoes. We think there might be rain. We were speaking to Martin Babican the other day. He's a conjoint fellow up at the Tom Farrell, and he sends me weather reports from Sydney, and he sent me one to say 40% chance of rain on Sunday, so bring your raincoat as well.
But that's okay. It means a 60% chance of no rain.
Yeah, so you only get wet on 60% of your body,
exactly.
Is that right?
Well, I don't know.
No, dry 60%, wet 40%.
Exactly right. Yeah. Professor Tim, thank you for your time this morning.
Pleasure. Lovely to see you, and I hope somebody takes that beautiful swan.
Oh, what do you think of it?
I think I might look to put in a bid for it.
Okay, so what would you be prepared to swap in Sarge's swap shop for our wonderful glass swan?
I'll have to give it some thought. But
it doesn't
I'll
have to be valuable. It doesn't, you know, it can be just something, but it's got to be unique. That's the thing.
I've got a beautiful $3 Maasai red and blue check blanket, cotton blanket that I bought in Kenya. It's the most beautiful thing. But I don't think I could give you that. No, I'll have to give it some thought.
He's umming and ahhing. He's waxing and waning. Professor Tim, we'll have a chat to you next week.
Thanks.
2NURFM 103.7.